Monsters, keep to your own side as you go round. Robots, no pushing. Legs stiff as you go sweeping. Monsters, get ready and stop. Robots, you're running out of power. Slow down and stop. Jolly super. Well done, you little darlings. Even better than your fairy dust, I think. Samantha, did the monsters frighten you?
No, Tristram trod on my foot.
Say sorry, Tristram.
Girls cry for nothing.
Oh, Tristram, you monster.
I wasn't a monster, I was a robot.
Over to the story corner, everyone. Tip-trap, tip-trap. It's story time. Remember last time I told you how Rich Sir Serious Face turned his poor servant's baby, an innocent child...
I christen you Georgina Caroline Parkin.
I dedicate her to you, Mr. James.
Jolly decent of you, Ted.
Into Plain Girl, a laughable freak.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present my favourite goddaughter, Miss Georgina Caroline Parkin.
Come on, Georgie, swing your hips. Come on, be a model, Georgie.
Sir Serious Face had also changed. On the night of his birthday party...
What are you doing, Uncle James? I'd had to be, sir. That was my bust, you varlet.
I'm always joking. I like that, you know.
James, no! I'm slipping!
Plain Girl lives with a beautiful, willowy princess who has, among her many admirers, a poor but handsome minstrel.
Frank's asked me to a gallery opening. He says the Beatles might be there.
But what about Josh?
He'll be all right. Let him pluck his overgrown bow fiddle.
Why are you naked on that big leather coat, George?
Starkers, totally starkers.
Let's have a look then.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then let's begin episode 2 of Georgie Girl by Margaret Forster.
How do you do all the voices?
Sorry, Tristram?
How do you do all the different voices?
Well, I just... Quiet, Tristram. A few days after New Year at Castle Serious Face, Sir wanted news of Plain Girl.
What's he want her address for?
Look, Doris, it's none of our concern what the master wants. Mr. James has his reasons.
He should do something about her upstairs. Wants tea made from seaweed now.
Mrs. Lemington is your concern, Doris. Though I do agree life is easier when she's on one of her trips.
He shouldn't buy her those medical books. Only makes her worse.
Battersea Park Road. I'll take it to him. Though why he bothers with her, I don't know.
Dear George, my dear George, dear Georgie, dear Miss Parkin.
Ted!
Yes, Mr. James?
I think it would be nice if you got Doris to write to George, inviting her here next Sunday.
I'll see to that, sir. Give her something to do, eh?
Very nice. Wasn't it, Meredith?
What was?
The meal Georgina cooked us. It really was.
Oh, don't move your hand away.
Oh, gosh, it was nothing. Just ragu of pork, Madeira, pommes sautées, profiteroles au crème chocolat.
Joss?
Well, I'll just get the dishes cleared and then I'm going out.
Good.
Where are you going?
Oh, you know.
Look, this is your flat, Meredith. You don't need to go out now, I can't, you know.
For God's sake, don't stop her. Or do you like an audience?
It's all right, really. I'm used to being discreet.
Please lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness.
Oh.
I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world with
she doesn't mind.
You treat her like dirt. Pass the ashtray.
Get it yourself. I'm tired. You tiger.
How many times do you reckon we've done it?
I don't know.
Well, let's see. Say
an average 3 times a week since June. 6 months, 72 times. Why do we go on?
I've never done it that often with anyone else. It's a record.
Well, we don't even really like each other. Oh, not the nails.
You like that, though, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Plain Girl didn't mind being treated badly. She saw the willowy princess as the only light in her dreary life. And when one evening the willowy princess said...
Shall we go out then?
Who, you and me?
You're the only one here, George.
Well, isn't Joss coming over?
No, he's got a party to play at.
What can we do? We can't go dancing. Oh, I suppose we could. I'll lead. I know how to dance like a robot. Exterminate, exterminate. Or a piece of fairy dust. Would you like to see my fairy dust?
Not really.
Oh, you're rotten. Wax so jolly jinx rotten. It's very light fairy dust.
Oh, more like fairy elephant. Coat, Georgie. We'll grab a spag bol at Fred's calf before it gets busy.
Do I look all right?
You're with me, dear. No one will be looking at you.
Oh, look, Mary, just pegs.
Off out, girls. All right for summer.
We're not girls, we're Flynn Squad detectives.
George,
and
no.
We're taking you to the station for a large plate of spaghetti, Fred.
Oh, I don't know.
Girls, Saturday night out, what do you say?
Well, I've got to get my shopping in.
Shopping, eh? A likely story. She's hidden the secret of rocket plans in these big bean tins, Ginger.
When you've quite finished, I would like to eat tonight.
I won't be a jiff.
Why are you doing this?
Oh, poor old Peg, she never goes anywhere.
Because she's boring, fat and stupid, and you've lumbered us with her for the evening.
Shh, she might hear you. I like her.
I suppose we all need someone to look down on.
What a horrid thing to say.
Don't tell me you never look at Peg Feather and count your blessings. Think to yourself, at least I don't look that bad.
Shh, she's coming back.
I'm right, aren't I? It's not healthy.
What isn't?
Can we go now?
Anything else, Signorina?
No, thanks, Frederico.
Oh, well, I'm in for heartburn, I can tell. Too greasy, that Italian food.
Well, isn't this fun? And tomorrow's Sunday.
I know.
Don't you live for Sundays? My favourite day, even though I have to go to Castle Frankenstein tomorrow.
Castle what?
Frankenstein, my new name for James.
Why is that then?
He made me the monster I am today.
I thought Frankenstein was a monster.
Gosh, no, Pegs. He's the one who made the creature, Baron Frankenstein, and James made me. Behind every unsuccessful woman, there's a man. Who made you so pretty and successful, Meredith?
I did. My real name's Mary, you know. Stuff that, I thought. I'm not going through life called Mary. So I changed it to mysterious, sexy Meredith. At 18, I dyed my hair. Had my teeth straightened. That, and going to bed with the conductor of one of the best orchestras in the world, is the secret of my success. Cheers.
You were born beautiful.
You miss the point, George. You only think I'm beautiful because I tell you I am.
I can't stand Sundays.
Why not?
Boring. Nothing to do, nobody to talk to.
Why don't you go to the pictures?
I can't, not on my own. A woman on her own can't do anything.
Can read?
I hate reading, it's boring. No, I just sit and look at the walls. Wait for it to be over.
Plain Girl felt the glutinous, sticky misery oozing from the blob. It was dragging her down, this picture of monotonous, miserable Sundays stretching out to the end of her life.
I must go. I'm meeting someone at 9.
Is there a lavatory here?
Over there, the one marked Signorina's.
Does it need a penny for the slop?
No, it doesn't.
I thought Joss was working.
I'm not meeting Joss. Look, George, I've sat through 2 courses. I've had enough.
Oh, don't leave me on my own with her.
You invited her, sweetheart.
Ciao, Frederico.
Good night, Signorina. Thank you.
Although she didn't want to, Plain Girl found herself inviting the pink blob back to the castle.
Where's Meredith gone, then?
With some fella, I expect.
Wish we could get boys as easy as her. But who'd have us, eh?
Who indeed? Frankenstein kissed me at his party.
But then I am his creation.
Coffee? Are these her chocolates?
Help yourself. I mean, let's face it. Who'd look twice at a pair like us, eh?
Yes.
What are you laughing at? You're always laughing at me.
I can't help it. You're so sort of jolly. Full of fun. You really cheer me up.
I'm not jolly. I suppose you think I'm one of those fat and happy people.
No, Pegs. I just wish you were. Sorry, look...
I don't want your coffee. I won't sleep if I have it.
I'm going. Right. See you. See you soon.
The pink blob waddled moodily off to her cellar. Plain girl flew to the mirror.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, am I the ugliest of them all?
No, my dear. Huge and blubbery, the pink blob is uglier than you.
Oh, no, she's come back.
Hello, Georgie Porgie.
James, this is a surprise.
I was in the neighbourhood, wanted to see how my little girl's getting on. Chocolate.
Cool, ta. Nothing wrong, is there?
No. You've been making yourself scarce since my party. I thought perhaps you were angry with me. Nice gas fire.
Keeps us warm.
Yes.
Sit down.
I'll stand here by the fire, if you don't mind. I was 22 when I met your dad. If it hadn't been for me, your mother and father couldn't have married.
I hope they've shown their gratitude.
I gave them both jobs, cook, housekeeper and valet. I remember Ted and I early on talking about the future. I then had just married myself. We talked about the children our wives might give us, our plans for them. It may seem incredible to you, but we did. Nellie, as you know, never... Well, Ted only had you. I tried to give you everything I'd have given my own daughter. I treated you as if you were my own daughter.
You're not going to adopt me.
No. Thank heavens you're not my daughter, as things have turned out.
What things?
I've done a lot for you, George, but now I'm going to do even more.
I don't want any more.
Wait, please. I want to make you an offer which at first may seem surprising, but I want you to consider it seriously. I want you to be my mistress.
James, I could have sworn you said mistress.
I did. I've thought it through. Nellie won't mind. There's never been any not with her and me. What I propose is an agreement. I've had one drawn up.
Oh, dear.
Agreed this day between the two parties, see? That's you and me. It's fair. Either of the contracting signatories can withdraw without notice during the initial 6 months.
Withdraw? I've heard of withdrawal.
Or can terminate the association at a month's notice thereafter for the run of the agreement.
I'll bear all the expenses, of course.
Expenses?
Not any children, you know, I'll bear...
You'll bear the children. That's handy.
No, Georgie, you will bear the children. I'll bear the expenses. Formal adoption by Nellie and I. Legal fees, school fees, clothing. It's all in here. Read it.
Who typed it? Your secretary?
Well, she, thinks it's a lease on a flat.
Is there anything about a service agreement? You would want servicing, I take it, Uncle James.
It's not a joke.
No, I don't suppose it is from where you're standing.
There can be negotiation on specific clauses.
Can I sublet?
I want you, Georgie.
Keep back, I'm negotiating. Aha! No guarantee against wear and tear or dry rot, I see.
No, Georgie.
What about shareholders' meetings? Will we need external auditors to oversee our transactions?
No, Georgia, I know this might seem very businesslike and unromantic.
No, I like it unromantic.
Believe me, it's always best...
To be unromantic.
To be businesslike. Then you know where you are. Oh, you're so sexy, Georgie.
We're going to burn a hole in your trousers at the gas fire.
Over the years, Georgie, I've watched you grow and my feelings for you have changed.
Have they, James?
Yes, oh yes.
Show me.
Oh, Georgie.
Jamesy.
Kiss me.
Yes, Uncle James.
Not like that.
Will you throw my poor father and mummy out, starving into the streets if I refuse to let you have your wicked way?
This has nothing to do with them.
Oh, that feels... Oh, don't stop. I like it.
Listen, my property has never been occupied, if you get my meaning. You'll be the first tenant. Twice in one night.
What?
The doorbell ringing twice. Weeks on end, it doesn't ring.
Don't answer it.
I'll get rid of them, don't worry. I'm sex-starved, James. Just right for the plucking, Daddy-O. Joss, I thought you were working.
You've got company.
Oh, come in, come in. I want you to meet. Joss, darling, this is my uncle, James Leamington. You played at his birthday party the other night. Joss played the double bass.
How long have you known George?
Oh, it's Meredith, I know. George's flatmate.
Ah, you're Meredith's boyfriend. I've got to go, George. I'll expect a reply in a day or two.
I'll have my people look over your contract. Then maybe our members can get together for a trial period.
I do hope so. Good night.
Good night.
Bastard!
Him or me?
You! You could at least have pretended you were my boyfriend.
I didn't know you wanted me to.
Meredith isn't in. You'd better be going.
Do you know where she went?
No.
Oh, well.
Why are you hanging around here? Meredith won't be back for ages. What's the matter? Are you hurt she's gone out without you?
I know I'm the only one among many for her, but she's only one among many for me too, actually.
I wouldn't know anything about that, not having the legion of admirers you both have.
Oh, shut up. Don't start on about how unattractive you are. Sort of talk's pointless. I'm broke.
What does money matter so long as you can scrape by?
I can't. Not on 2 gigs a week. You never told me he was your uncle.
He isn't. My father works for him. James was a sort of self-imposed fairy godmother when I was little. He groomed me.
What was he after tonight?
He wants me to be his mistress.
What?
He wants me to bear his children, seeing as how he's passionately in love with me. I just thought, how demeaning. It's one thing to be the bride of Frankenstein, but the mistress of Frankenstein, golly.
A dirty old man. No wonder he looked so shifty.
No, he always looks like that.
Well, my coming in interrupted you telling him to get stuffed, I expect.
Well, not exactly, Joss, no.
You haven't said yes.
I didn't say anything. I just giggled, basically. Said I'd have to think about it.
You're joking, I hope.
No, a girl has to consider her future. I don't want to end up like Peg Feather.
Ooh, how could you go with an old man like that? Ooh, it's disgusting.
Nothing to do with you.
I don't like to think of a girl.
What makes you so virtuous? You sleep around.
Oh, that's lust. Or love, occasionally. You get neither with him. But think. What would you get?
A man of my own, Joss.
You must be hard up.
I am. I'm desperate, if you must know. 25 and never been out with a fella, let alone kissed. Pathetic, isn't it?
I think you just miss being really beautiful. Well, you've a better figure than Meredith, that's for sure.
She's slim like Jean Shrimpton.
Oh, you can't sleep with James Leamington. He's 50 if he's a day. Let's go somewhere.
49, actually. What?
I want to take you out, damn it.
Where?
I haven't a clue. But it's Saturday night in swinging London, and I'm damned if we're going to sit being miserable in this dump.
You don't need to do this just because you feel sorry for me.
I know, and I don't. Are you coming? Or would you rather stay wallowing in your own misery? Really, really good fun. You're a good dancer.
What do you expect? I'm a dance teacher.
Little kids, right?
You can hold me tighter, Joss. I won't break. Still not home. Sorry.
Who mentioned Meredith?
Thanks for the evening.
A pleasure. Oh, no. But that's what's the light on. But we can see by the streetlight.
Do you want a coffee?
No.
What are you doing?
What do you think? There.
Joss, what about Meredith?
Come here.
Oh, Joss.
No, I'm sorry, I can't.
Why are you stopping, Joss? I was
enjoying that.
I can't go through it. Look, it's not fair.
But I want to. Am I so ugly? Even in the dark?
You're not ugly.
I know I'm not pretty like Meredith, but in the dark I thought...
Look, George, it's not like that. Look, I want to. I really fancy you, but I know how it'll be afterwards.
What?
Well, it'd just be sex for me, but you'd think it meant more.
I might not. Oh, please, Joss, I want it.
It'd be just one long wine. I couldn't stick it. Where are you going?
Plain Girl ran down the castle corridors and up onto the ramparts. The minstrel looked everywhere, but she had gone. The kiss, which should have transformed her into a beautiful princess, had turned to dust on her lips.
Ted? Are you awake, Ted?
And now?
Can't sleep.
It's after two, Doris.
I keep thinking about our Georgina. Had a feeling she'd come over tonight.
She's coming for Sunday dinner, Doris.
Fits nowhere, does she?
She does all right.
I just wonder how things would have turned out if you'd stuck to your trade. You'd have your own garage by now, I expect. Georgina would have met some nice, ordinary fella. Be married with two kids. I'd not be cleaning seaweed every day. Ted? It's all right for you, Ted Parkin. You have the love of your life.
Hmm. Very affectionate tonight.
Joss?
Hmm?
I've been thinking about marriage.
Oh, yes. Who to?
I like you better than any other man I know. We don't fight much. We're both musicians. The sex is good. Why not?
Ha-ha! You're pregnant.
That has nothing to do with it.
That all seems a bit sudden. Marriage? You? That way you like to stay detached, remember? Play the field.
I fancy a change.
Are you really pregnant?
Yes. Oh, turn it off. What are you doing?
I want to see your face. You're pregnant.
I had a test.
That means there's a little me growing inside you.
Oh, don't be soppy.
Just the second. What's funny?
You shouldn't count your sons before they're hatched, sweetie.
No, sorry, can't marry you. I don't actually like you very much.
Fair enough. It was only a thought. The child can easily be disposed of. Night.
What do you mean?
I'll get rid of it.
Not my child, you don't.
I've destroyed two of yours already.
What?
Only takes an afternoon in Harley Street.
How dare you kill my unborn children?
It was none of your business.
What, those kids were mine. This is awful. I never even knew. Well, you'll not destroy this one.
You can't stop me.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
All right, you win. I'll marry you. You child killer.
Just like that, eh? You deserve the nails for that.
No, you deserve this. For killing my unborn children, you bitch.
Boss, get...
Returning sad and thoughtful to the castle, Plain Girl heard the sounds of joyous celebration from the minstrel and his willowy princess. No. She turned away, knowing the only place left to her was the lair of the pink blob.
Can I stay here tonight?
I've only one bed, Georgina. But it's big enough for two. Come in. You and Meredith had a row?
No, it's just I don't want... Well, Joss is staying the night.
Oh, I see. Bring your gym jams, did you?
No, I could...
You can borrow one of my nighties. Expect it'll fit you. Nice warm flannelette one.
Oh, what a night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart in her love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight.
Wakey, wakey, tea and cakey. What time is it?
It's gone 11. I was going to church, but since I had a visitor...
Gosh! I must go, Pegs! I'm due home at 12.
You look nice and toasty in there. Feel my hands, they're freezing.
No, Pegs! No!
Are you ticklish, my girl?
No, no, Pegs, please. Oh, gosh, please, no. Oh, I must go.
Oh. I don't know if I'm going to let you go, miss. Now I've got you in my lair. It was nice cuddling up together last night. Who needs boyfriends?
Let me get my clothes.
No.
No, let me get my clothes.
No.
Let me get... No. I'm not laughing.
No.
Give me my... Right.
Where are you going?
I'll return your nightie later.
Here. Take them. I was only joking.
I know. I'll dress upstairs.
Where have you been all night?
Meredith, are you all right in there?
Leave me alone.
Oh, she'll be okay. Look, I was worried.
Meredith, is there anything I can do?
Yes. Leave me alone. Stop being sympathetic. I'm dying.
Or shall I call a doctor?
Oh, no need. Morning sickness is quite natural in the first months of pregnancy.
If it carries on, I'm not having this child.
Oh, yes, you are. You're not getting rid of any more of my kids. Well, tell her then. Tell her our news.
You tell her.
No, I'm not telling her. I'm going to practice.
Joss and me are getting married.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, Meredith, Joss. I do hope you'll be very...
If you start the waterworks, George, I'll do something violent. Oh, I'm going to be sick again.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Don't let's overstate it. I'm glad you're okay. Last night I thought that...
Let's just forget last night ever happened, shall we? You're going to have a baby. What super news?
Shut up, Georgie.
Strangely, Plain Girl didn't feel jealous, although the night before she'd been madly in love with the minstrel.
Know this one?
Yes, I know it.
The pink blob was thinking of lost opportunities as she read the Sunday paper.
And I hate Sundays. What's this? Well, that's interesting, radio section. You've just been listening to episode 2 of Georgie Girl by Margaret Forster. Who was in that? Georgie was played by Caroline Strong, James by Kenneth Cranham, oh, I like him, Joss by Joe McGann. Who's he? Melanie Hudson played Meredith, John Hollis Ted, Eileen Bell Doris, Teresa Stretfield Peg, and Peter Penry Jones Federico. Emily Riley played Samantha Parker Smythe, and Jack Shute Tristram. Georgie Girl was adapted from Margaret Forster's novel by Joe Dunlop, and the director was Adrian Bean.